The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more information.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
Yeah, it's already Wednesday. Week and a half. What are we? 2 weeks from Christmas, starting on Friday.
Saturday,
right? Yeah, it's Saturday. So we'll be, what, 17 days away, something like that. Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's a fortnight and three. Good Lord, that's close. You got your Christmas shopping done yet?
Not all of it.
You?
Oh, God, no.
I've started it.
What'd you do?
That's about as far as I've got. Oh, just online stuff.
Internet stuff.
Yeah. I haven't went out to any stores yet.
I don't know that I'll ever do that again.
And thanks for shipping my stuff, Amazon, in a non-box. So,
what do you mean? Oh, just showed up?
Yeah.
So the kids know?
Well, it wasn't the kids' stuff. It was Lisa's stuff. Hey, did we buy this? Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey, that's for you. Can't have it till Christmas. What's the kid gift this year? What's Kirby's thing?
Already got it. Or I got one big thing out of the way.
What's she begging about? What is she want?
She wanted a couple of things. The big ticket item. She wants to build her own gaming computer. Which
cool.
Is
that's
expensive. Yeah. That's a
so
big
she's
thing.
Getting that?
Nope.
What? Yes, she is.
Well, it depends on Santa.
She used that.
And then
her
she
money.
Also wants.
Brady,
how old is
you
she?
Do realize that Kirby even realizes that if she asks for it, she gets it. There's no secrets.
She wants a keyboard, 88 keys.
Oh yeah, she got to get a piano.
Yeah.
She wants to start playing the piano for recitals too. That you know that doubles your work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold off on that. I may have a regift for you.
Oh,
nice.
Hey now.
Christopher's done with his keyboard.
Okay.
So
there you go.
You can.
I know what he's. I just read Brady's brain.
Not good enough.
Well, no. It's coming from your house.
Oh
so
no,
it
it's good enough.
No, it's not. It just may be too late, is what I'm seeing.
See, that kettle corn's already paid. That kettle corn pop is paying off, Brady.
You got the receipt, right?
Hey, Daddy, where did you get this? Was this one of those
bastard from a basket?
Re-gift presents, old man. I'm not playing this pile of garbage. So basically, Kirby said
we'll
it.
Talk.
Brady bought it immediately.
Right.
Kirby knows. She told me on Sunday at that Lost Her Home MC thing.
She knows she's getting what she gets.
Absolutely knows she's getting what she gets. She told me that because they took away all her electronics on Sunday. And then she turns to me and she goes, I'll have them back by the end of the day. And I'm like, what? She goes, I will. And she did this. Points to Brady. He'll give them back.
Wrapped around your finger.
And then there was something else. She said,
I want
a dog. And you should have seen the Bogan parents snap into action. Kirby's begging for this dog. And then I'm like, whoa.
Ronnie and Kirby were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were in on it. You didn't say no.
No.
Kirby knows. All I have to do is ask. I play him like chess pieces, Johnny boy. It's pretty great stuff. Watch this. Daddy, I think I want to play the tuba tonight.
Here you go. That's for you. One day you'll dot the I.
That's your dream, is that Kirby dots the I in Ohio. Script, Ohio.
That's my girl.
Casey Chinnisass says, John, you leave Kirby alone in her recitals. She's got to get used to being on stage. You know, she's going to hit it big one day and go to Broadway and make a fortune doing stomp by herself. That's exactly
one
right,
man Casey. Stomp.
A one-man stomp would be amazing.
What someone else said, so that stage in Apache Junction must be made
That's
of concrete because
why.
She's keeping time. It can't support it.
We find out the reason why there's not enough room on stage for Kirby's feet.
Have you seen They Stomp yet?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty good. This one says, John, my wife says I'm going to hell every time I laugh at what you say and do. Well, what a trip it's going to be, as long as you're there saying the things you say. Thank you. Matthew, that's great. We're going to enjoy hell together, my friend. For sure. That's the truth. Yeah, I don't know. The Christmas thing's kind of honest. I don't know what is a kid gift this year? What is the big hot item? I never know because I don't pay attention to that stuff.
My boys are old enough now where they don't trust us to get them something that they want. So they want gift cards and cash so that they can buy their own.
That's good for anything you, though.
Yeah, that's great.
It's great for me because Alex is on those sites that I think you're on a few of them. Sneaker
BBC.
Sneaker and Grant. That's all done. He's had that subscription for years.
That's another big one.
Basket.
Yeah, cash and gift cards.
The shoes.
Shoes thing's going. Yeah, yeah. I take partial responsibility for starting that domino nightmare. Now everybody's buying shoes. Now I'm going to stop doing it because it's creepy. Like single white female. I got everyone from Tripp and Brady and everybody's buying. You've got new shoes.
I only bought mine because I needed them.
It's weird.
I don't come in with extra kicks every day.
I'm an influencer. Nike, I'm an influencer. I've sold a lot of shoes in this building. You guys should give me free stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I like the whole gift-giving thing. So that's ended for you. Like, no more kid stuff.
It really has,
like,
honestly.
You don't have stuff under the tree.
Chris will be at NAU next year, so that one's out.
Yeah. There's no Christmas morning. Nobody's waking up early.
Not super early, no. For them, early is 10 now.
Oh, wow. On Christmas?
Ronnie doesn't think
Christmas. Maybe not on
Christmas,
but like on a normal weekend. Yeah, 10.
But there's no presents under the tree Christmas morning. It's like this big thing. Now everybody kind of knows what they're getting, right?
Last year was the first year we really had less.
Kirby knows what
you're
saying. We'll have presents under the tree in the morning.
You wake up real early and surprise each other.
Yeah.
Kirby's still at that age where it's kind of.
Yeah, you got to do that for a couple more. But then once she says, just give me some gift cards and socks, it's over. But
seriously, like last year with high school, it's done. Like, it's not cool anymore.
Christmas isn't cool?
Yeah. Like, I mean, they love the gifts and stuff like that, but it's not cool to be up with family. They don't like it when grandma comes over. They have to put on the whole show, you know? They just want to open their stuff and move on.
So they just are jerks. That's basically all it comes down to. The little dicks now. Who are like, just give me my stuff and let me leave, please.
Kinda. Yep. When do I get to go hang out with friends?
High five, Brett.
No.
Never have to do it. I'm not going to Kirby's viola recital, but I want to hear that piano. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I thought about was, I mean, just like Rich has probably experienced a little bit, you get whatever instrument, sometimes it can be really okay. They're on it for 2 months and then it's done.
We are on, I think, 9 different instruments
That's
now.
Pretty good. But the one kid plays like all of them.
He plays all of them.
Alex doesn't do anything.
Alex gave up. He was honest with himself. He's like,
I'm not playing these.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Take that trumpet back, Dad.
The other one might be a prodigy. Like, he's a musical genius.
He is.
He's got it.
Yeah.
I don't want some kid tootling around breaking the air with I did it, my parents, with a clarinet.
I did too.
And that was because my sister played a clarinet. You had to play something.
Yep. Accidentally left my clarinet on purpose at the bus stop. Where it went, Mom?
Yeah. There was a whole recital at Roosevelt Elementary School when I played the clarinet, where the whole clarinet section. You have to do the day recital for the students to waste time. And then at night you're doing it. So it's basically a dry run. None of us knew the part. And so I think all of us had it without talking about it and the same exact idea, which is, well, just pretend I'm playing.
And nobody played.
And nobody played. And the clarinets just went away. It's like the whole thing was clarinet based. And like there's no sound. We're all looking at each other like, blow, somebody do something.
Need two or three legit.
Yeah, I need somebody. I'm not confident enough in this thing. And I quickly gave up on the clarinet, which the only reason I played is because my sister played it. And my dad was smart enough to go, he plays the thing we've got. I'm not going out buying new stuff every 5 seconds because he's got a whim. I had a guitar. I played for about 6 months. I didn't like my guitar teacher. All I wanted to do was play sports. And then the guitar showed up. I'm like, is this good? And then they buy me this adult-sized guitar for my baby tiny hands. I'm like, well, this is ridiculous. So have fun with that, Brady. Where are you going to set that? You got a piano? You're going to have a whole band in your house. That's just more recitals. Does Kirby have a beautiful singing voice?
Not yet.
Not yet. So you're working on that too? You're giving her lessons?
Yeah.
La, 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 daddy.
Lady sings the blues.
That's right. She can be in that. I forgot. Billy D was in that. Kirby D will be that. Your parrot, I've worked out a number for you. Daddy buys me whatever I want. Give me your wallet, buddy. Yeah. Cop 45 in the spa with daddy.
That's good. You inherited my pipes.
We're going to give a chance for you guys to win something for Christmas here in a little bit. We're just picking stuff to give away because Mark Randall's like
he
can't say
control right now.
He's quitting, so he can't say anything. So we'll just grab. This will be the game we play today, which is going to be fun.
Oh no!
I'm going to cut up. It's going to be Drive Mark Randall Crazy will be the game, and we'll ask questions, and then we'll reach into a hat and pull out one of the concerts that Mark has to be responsible to get you the tickets for.
I think he's at a point where he's like, I don't care. I'm not going to be here then anyway.
Well, the best part is that we'll just reach in, whether we have him or not, and say, you've won tickets to this, and then we'll put whoever replaces him on the spot. We don't have to do a thing about it. So prizes, whatever we say. And you know what?
And then before he goes, we need to give away his office, too. There's so much stuff in there.
Loads of stuff in there.
He's already started cleaning it out a little bit. I've saw stuff missing off the walls. And
it's weird because Mark's been here for so long. I see his office start to empty out. But now let's make him work one last week by saying, we don't know if we have these tickets or not, but the game's called Mark will get them. And we'll reach in and we'll say, hey, congratulations. You just won tickets to see Sublime with Rome. Front row. Nothing to do about it now. We promised it.
Backstage passes. You can go with Brandon and Vella.
Oh,
they'll take care of you.
Yeah. Our weekend staff will sneak you. Our weekend staff will sneak you backstage, guaranteed. As hostages. It's perfect. All right, so we'll tell you how that's going to work in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy. KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. ericsfamilybbq.com.